Jamuna, as we know, trained 5 girls personally in Sharanagati village. So we'll ask Kalindi Prabhu to please come and speak something in remembrance of our wonderful Jamuna Devi Dasi.
Hare Krishna. I come from Sharanagati, along with my 4 other friends, or the milkmaids. Jamuna and Dina, I think, named us Radha Bana Bihari's milkmaids when we were probably about 9 years old. She would always, you know, invite us. You know, we were completely unaware of the mercy we were getting. Like, for us, you know, we've been living with Jamuna our whole lives, and so, you know, we basically took her for granted, her and Dina Tarini, completely. And we didn't really realize what, you know, the great special mercy that we had being with her, being in her association, you know, just seeing the way she, how much she loved Krishna, her deities and Prabhupada and all the devotees. But, you know, now we really are starting to understand and realize the special mercy. I wanted to describe to you, you know, what it's like to go, you know, to go to one of Jamuna Dina's Mangalartiks in Sharanagati. I'm not sure if this has already been, you know, I'm sure some Sharanagati devotees already explained it a little bit, but they have a beautiful ashram that they built themselves out of straw, and it's completely, you know, designed according to Vastu. Everything is perfectly arranged and everything, and it's incredible. The moment you step into that ashram, it's like you're in the spiritual world. You feel it, just every little atom, every molecule of everything in that ashram is vibrating with the holy name. So anyways, it's, you know, it's usually pretty cold in Sharanagati in the mornings, and it's around, we go at 5:30, and you know, the sun is just coming up in the horizon. You can see on the tips of the mountains, and I live pretty close to Jamuna, so we would walk there. And, you know, it's cold, and you pick a flower for the deities, because you know that Jamuna really, really appreciated whenever you see the Lord. This is, and all these little things that we know we're supposed to do, she never really, you know, specifically instructed us, you know, you have to do this. She would show it by example. She would, whenever she came to our houses, she would always bring something for Krishna. Wherever she went, she'd bring something for Krishna. And that way we saw that this is something that you're supposed to do. Anyways, so we picked our flowers, you know, we each have our flower, and we walk over there, and, you know, they have a small gravel, you know, walkway, and you open the gate, and you crunch in the gravel, and you're so excited to go see Radha Bani Bihari early in the morning, you know, in their pajamas. So, you know, we would, you know, go over there, and you can see the lights on, and you know it's warm in there, and so you walk in, and you knock on the door. You know, we'd always knock a little bit and then go in. They would always be like, come in. And they would always call us, come in, sweet things. Haripol, good morning. They're always so happy. So happy to see us. It was like, you know, ever fresh or something. We, you know, it's like they haven't seen us in years, and they're just like so happy to see us. And it was so sweet. You open the door and you walk in, and there's, you know, it's dimly lit. They have these little lights on that line the ceiling. And, you know, the Ma Mantra is right underneath it, you know, and you know, there's usually like Prabhupada chanting, or they'll have some tape going before, and then you can smell incense. It's such a warm, cozy, just, you feel like you're in the spiritual world. You feel like you've just stepped, you know, everything else is far behind you. You know, you don't care about anything else. You're just so excited to sing for the deities and see Radha Bana Bihari. So anyways, you know, they start the Mangalartik, and it's so sweet. Everybody would sing together, and you could hear, Jamuna would always sit in the very back, and she would either play a gong, or she would play a shaker, or sometimes she had this little keyboard that she had on a setting that was kind of like an organ, so it would hold the notes, and she was amazing at playing it. Like, you wouldn't believe it, but she's actually like an amazing, you know, harmonium player, but she only had this little keyboard, and she would play all these notes, and she'd be singing. And, you know, I remember in the last few days, I'd always be listening to hear her sing, you know, I'd go quiet and I'd be listening to her beautiful voice. And it was just so sweet, you know. And then, you know, whenever we would have like Bhagavatam discussions, it was never like a class. It was we would discuss everything together. And she was always so like inquisitive of, you know, how do you feel about it? You know, Jamuna would always put you on the spot. That was one thing she was very good at. You know, she'd be like, Quindy, what do you think about that? And you're like, oh, Krishna, you know, you say something, but it would automatically make you, you know, go into your heart and pull out, you know, your deepest realizations and feelings. You know, it was never like, she made it in such a way where you didn't have time to think about what you were going to say. You know, she just, you know, and it would encourage you to just speak from the heart. You know, once a week we would go to their ashram and do service, help them dress the deities and clean the ashram. And they're always, Jamuna was, and Dina Tarani were so encouraging. Even if you're just like, you know, sweeping the floor, they'd be like, you know, I've never seen the floor more clean in my life. There'd be so beautiful. Look, it's like so clean. There's no dust. You did such a good job, you know, and it's just like the floor. And, or you would polish the silver and they'd be like, I've never seen the silver more shining before. Or you make vases and everything was just like, there's so much encouragement, And it made you so much want to just please them. You know, you try your very best just to get that encouragement from them. And, you know, it was just, everything that we did together was, you know, you walk out after you're done there, we'd be like, see you in a couple of minutes. You know, if you go to Mangalartik the next day, it's only a couple of minutes away, even though, you know, it's actually, you know, more than that. But that's what it was like for them. You know, it was, whenever they saw us, it was like, just see you, we always see you soon. We're always together, that we're always connected. And every evening we would do these, after bhajans or after whatever program we do, is something called a kavacha. And maybe this has really been explained before, but, you know, we'd all go around in a big circle. And, you know, we'd have our arms around each other, we'd be holding hands, and then she would get one devotee to say like a prayer or, you know, kind of like a sankalpa, like a protection. And we'd sing the Maha Mantra really loudly, like yelling the Maha Mantra. And it was just so sweet. And, you know, if you happen to have the special mercy of holding her hand, you could feel, she would hold it and she would squeeze it every once in a while. She would squeeze your hand and you could feel her rocking. And sometimes she would hum, you know, she'd put her head on your shoulder and just hum. And there's, you know, Jamuna, there's always like a little bit of tears in her eyes. You know, whenever, like every time I saw Jamuna, she always had like either tears in her eyes or coming down, you know, she was just always feeling so much, you know, her heart was so soft. It just so, you know, like in love with Krishna and the devotees. It's just incredible, you know. And you know, and like everybody, you know, everything, there's so many people said wonderful things about Jamuna, just incredible. Everything is not one drop of exaggeration. You know, there's everything you've all said is exactly Jamuna. And it makes me so like, wow, Jamuna really could touch every single person. You know, like, they felt like, you know, she loved them the most. You know, that's like, everybody, like, that's like such an amazing quality of, you know, a pure devotee makes you feel like, you know, whenever you talk to them, that they're only thinking about you, or they only love you, or they, you know, you're extra special to them. You know, it's just, yeah, it's, you know, Jamuna was able to do that with everybody. And as they describe Jamuna, I'm like, wow, that's the Jamuna I know too. Like, she's just, so many people love her, and it's just incredible. Yeah. What else? I just, you know, I'm so amazed that and happy that so many people got to, or know Jamuna, of course. Like, for me, it's like my whole life, but she had a life before being in Sharanagati, and it's hard for me to just adjust to that, but it's incredible, and it makes me so, just so happy, and you know, she was able to, like, you know, place Krishna inside of you in such a sweet way. You know, you didn't even realize it, but, you know, slowly you're starting to fall in love with Krishna even more and more. And you know, she had such a strong, like, the way she wasn't, you know, she didn't really teach us by specific instructions. She would teach by example. Everything she did, you know, that's the way, you know, they were saying she just, instead of actually instructing Srila Prabhupada's Vani, you know, she lived through his Vani, his instructions, and And that just, you know, her so much love she had for Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, that, you know, like, it was impossible for not to feel that yourself, not to feel that love yourself, you know. You suddenly something you have no idea about, and she talks about it a little bit, and so you're in love with that, you know. One of the Goswamis, or, you know, one of the personalities from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, or anybody, you know, you just, she had so much feelings for everything. She would just express it, and instantly you're like, wow, I love that person too, you know, it's so nice. Yeah, she just, it was, you know, incredible like that. Yeah. There's so many little things that I could say, but, you know, I'm sure there's lots of other people, so I guess that's all. Thank you so much for letting me speak. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Kamandeep. Hare Krishna.